Time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking. I've missed you.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How's life been? Okay over the last couple of weeks without me?
Yeah, pretty good. Surviving. Listen to a lot of playlists about sad music, about not letting go. But you're back now.
I love you so much. I really do. Alex, let's chat about Russia. What do we need to know about the recent claims that Russia is using deep fake technology to imitate political rivals?
Yes. So there have been claims that Russia have been conducting fake meetings to discredit certain political teams. They've really fooled some people, specifically senior officials in the European Union. They've been tricked by bad actors using deep fake technology, who have pretended to be Russian opposition leaders. So this is really an example of how it's not just a fun use of technology to have deep fake videos. This can be something that really does cause aggressive political issues.
So surely someone somewhere, like maybe me, you know, could fake that I'm Vladimir Putin and do some damage to them, and maybe they'll learn a lesson.
Sure. I think the problem has been around the warfare, the technical warfare that's possible with this kind of technology.
It's a bit scary, really, isn't it?
I mean, if you consider, and this is the example I always give, if you consider that at 1 a.m. there is a video that goes out by a particular political leader that makes bombastic claims, dangerous claims, that's using deep fake technology, and that other nations react in terms of warfare, but it's fake, and they don't find out it's fake for another 4 or 5 hours, you can imagine the damage that happens.
Absolutely. Do you think Vladimir Putin has hired Donald Trump?
They said it was bad actors, but not dreadful actors. That's some ability to convince.
Let's turn to a lighter subject. Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. A gender reveal party in New Hampshire has gone really, really wrong.
Yeah. So it was an extreme gender reveal party. And basically what they did was they were, and you know, a lot of gender reveal parties are often, you know, a big part of people doing social media viral videos.
Mm.
This was detonating around 80 pounds of explosives as part of this elaborate gender reveal party stunt. And it was so powerful that it was a deafening blast that shook the house of foundation. So it actually caused cracks in the concrete plant near their home.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a boy.
There was a tone in that comment, no, Alex Chelios.
It's not even important. Like, to me, it's the least important thing to worry about the gender. Like, I just don't know why people need to do these gender reveal parties.
Just to put this into perspective, 80 pounds of explosive equates to 36.2874 kilograms, if you want me to be precise. That is a lot of explosives that you should not be detonating anywhere, let alone around your house. And hopefully, after this, they've learnt their lesson, because it's going to be a costly one, that is for sure. Alex Chelios, let's wrap up today with a bit of chat about AI, artificial intelligence, trying to help people find love by generating, of all things, pickup lines.
Yeah, if you're someone who isn't good at pickup lines, I mean, I'm dreadful at pickup lines. I think the worst pickup line, the better, actually. But this is an app that actually allows people to come up with a pickup line that they could, impress another person. But the problem is there are glitches in the technology, so the AI is not perfect. So it's not the most competent at creating pickup lines. Some of the pickup lines it's included has been, I love you to the confines of death and disease. I love you, I don't care if you're a doggo in a trench coat.
What?
That's it, yeah. I will briefly summarise the plot of Back to the Future 2 for you. The point is, if you would check the text before you send it, probably best. It's neural networks that get confused sometimes.
You don't need AI, Alex Chelios, because you have PT. And here we go with some great pickup lines. Are you ready?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, I'm here. What are your other two wishes?
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
Why?
Are you French? You're supposed to say why.
Oh, Why?
Because I fall for you.
Okay.
Do you like raisins, Alex?
Yes.
How do you feel about a date?
Okay.
Should I stop now?
You know what my favourite one is?
What?
Here is my library card because I'm checking you out.
I love it. I'll leave you with this one, Alex Chelios. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together. Have a good week.
Thank you.